All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down and decoding some mainstream, something I don't really get a chance to do too much, following in the footsteps of Zombieland. Got a really big draw for that topic. Well, this will be Monkeypox Decoded. And I'm just the messenger, and I didn't even know this was a thing. I only found out about this because I just got back from a short trip to visit my family in the U.S. And as I was coming back on the plane, I was flying Delta on the way back. Even that has significance. Delta, Dalith, the Dream. Well, in the front of the screen, and in front of the chairs there, as you fly Delta, they in the long flights they have the screen still there, and you have these selections of movies that you get to pick or shows or whatever, and that's how I found this. I was looking up the movie, which is this one right here, Monkey Man. This is the one I chose for the in-flight entertainment. But of course, I did see this one. And I didn't connect the two at the same time because I was just started on my flight. And I wanted to pass the time by and I wasn't putting two and two together. But of course, I was looking for signs as I always do. And it was after that I found this that I saw the clue. And to me, it was a big one. And I want to be very clear that this decode is not to instill any fear. This decode is to instill awareness. So you could become aware of the consciousness around you. So this is a thing. And this is how I found this, because I started decoding the movie. This is what got me started on this. This movie right here. Why? Amazing movie. And then it led me to this, and this today is August 18th as I shoot this right now, which has massive significance because Jesus and Christ both equal the number 18 in Chaldean numerology, and you're going to see that the Christ is part of this monkeypox. Absolutely it is. So I don't know how big this is going to get, but this is just another layer of the onion for the demise of the worldwide population. And the big fear instillment and all that kind of stuff, right? So all these news stations have come out with this. And this, again, is August 18th. You're looking at this August 18th. So as I chose Monkey Man, or it chose me, just looking for clues, and that's the one I watched right here, I started to decode this morning. And it led me to this monkeypox. I had no idea it even existed on the world stage because it's rather a new thing. But when you look at this movie, which is an amazing movie, Dev Patel, it was his directing debut. He was in Slumdog Millionaire and some other really good ones. But when you take a look at the Wikipedia on this, the story behind this, without giving really anything too much away, was based on a young boy. He watches his mother die. And it's inspired by his mother telling him tales of Hanuman, which is, this is all in the Hinduism cosmology, which is tied right to Christianity, which is tied right to Judaism and all the other religions. It's all the same thing. It's a big Ponzi scheme, as I have been saying for a very long time now. And this is what it was wrapped all around, was Hanuman. And Hanuman is part of Jesus, because you have Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, the Trimurti, and that's tied to Jesus and Lucifer. Good cop, bad cop, Shiva and Brahma, destruction, generate, destroy, etc. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And when you start to look at the deities involved, and they were in this movie, you'd see them. Amazing movie, definitely highly suggested to go check it out. Okay, so that's what we're going to start with. And then, of course, I didn't watch this one. I didn't really care for the trailer. I thought it was pretty vanilla and lame, so I didn't watch it. I probably won't even watch it, but I just so interesting that these movies come out literally so close to one another. I think this one came out, 2024. And then Monkey Man, of course, as well came out on 2024. And now we have this. Not a coincidence, because the movies are entrenched with the news. Absolutely they are. But then you'd have to consider, folks, that all these directors and actors, they all have to be in on the conspiracy to get one past you. And I just don't buy that. So this is what we started with. And this is what I'm going to decode here for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a rather short one. Now that I got through all my rambling, let's get into the bulk of the decode. And you can see that this movie came out on March 11th. And this right here, folks, is Jesus speaking in Matthew 10, verses 34, saying, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. This is it in the original Greek off the Codex, the Greek Bible, not English, Greek. And this is the modern Greek with the 24 letters instead of 26. You can do the ancient Greek if you want to, but the connection was very clear. There's the 311. There's the 311 in the Gregorian calendar. And the 311 is the 64th prime number. And the 64th card in the tarot, and there's the message. It's the King of Swords. And this sword is Jesus with the sword. And I'm coming with a sword. I'm not coming with peace. See, this King of Swords, as I've already mentioned in my Zombieland, we decoded the molar mass of xylazine, and it was the King of Swords. Xylazine being put into the heroin and the fentanyl. And that is another Jesus layer of I'm cleaning up this reality. I'm coming with a sword. Zombieland, drug addicts dying, overdosing, all part of the movie. And being tied to the 64th element called gadolinium. Gadolinium is that you're in a movie. We're inside of a movie. It can be horrible at times. It can be amazing at times. See, we're in the Kali Yuga stage. We just got in there. I was like, oh, we're moving out of Kali. I'm not sure about that. We're in the Kali Yuga right now, folks. And the sword's coming out. And the sword means many things. In theology, they wanted to tell you it means death. And now you get Lucifer as well, and you get the pale horse and death and all the four horsemen and the apocalypse. And this is all coming out. And it's through different channels, different layers. And now you know that one of them will be this. I don't know how big it will be. It doesn't matter. Because it will be a thing. It is a thing. The other big one that has the 19 attached to it, also part of Jesus and the sword. Absolutely. This is the C19 right here, folks. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. Okay? You can bet your bottom dollar on it. Here it is in Zombieland. I showed that Kensington Incorporated on March 6th, which is the Four of Swords, which is asleep. Like, these people have these codes of the nightmare. Can't get off the drugs. Addicted, can't get off, don't want to be sick, or whatever the reason is. And it's part of the sword. And this is not just in Pennsylvania, it's around the world in these big cities. And you're seeing a lot of this, the tower. You're seeing the tower moments happening all around the world. And this is tied to hell, which is tied to the only scripture in Isaiah 14 verses 12, which mentions maybe the crossover of Lucifer, which is Shiva, and Jesus is Shiva. So Jesus and Lucifer, one and the same, just different characters. Same character, just different portrayals of the character. So that's what you're looking at. You're seeing that, and this movie was all about it. This movie was all about revenge and the antagonist and protagonist. These stories, if you go read it, and I'll leave these links so you can click on them in the description of the video, and you can read all about it. And it is like this right here. And as you see, it's Ra. Ramayana, right? These battles going on. It's always around the battles, the wars, and it's Ra. so much Ra reference, it's not even funny. And Ra is not even a thing in the Hinduism cosmology. It's from ancient Egypt. But of course, you know that this is a Ponzi scheme. And you have Shiva and Shakti here, the dualistic nature, or Rama and Sita, his consort. Folks, it's Rama, Ra, but it's not even a thing in Hinduism. Not Ra, but all found from this movie, Monkey Man. And again, I would highly suggest you go check it out. So you're seeing it all around the world. You're seeing the sword come out. It's coming out. And that's what it was here. So I'm going to take a look and break down this movie, folks. And I'm going to start with the director, the writer, one of the writers, the main star, Dev Patel. And he was, look at the birthday he has, April 23rd, 1990. And this is his birth card right here. The Jack of Clubs. What does Jesus start with? The letter J. The Jack is the Jesus. The Jesus is the Jack. And this is the 24th card in the deck. It's a fire air card. And it's tied to the 24th element called chromium. Chromium is a Greek word, chroma, meaning color, light into matter. And you see that it has the skull with wings on it. It doesn't get any more apparent than that right there to tell the story. That this is now happening, being in the Kali Yuga, and the Jack of Clubs converts into the 34th card in the deck, the Knight of Wands. 34 is going to tie to the moon as well, because 34 is selenium, and selenium is the consort of the sun. Now we have referencing points to Jesus tied to this, to the moon. Of course, moon is the sin god. Jesus says, I'll take your sins away. So the sun and the moon are tied to Jesus, tied to Lucifer, absolutely, 1,000%, no denying that. Here, right? And this is the connecting point. They've labeled it as just the short version, Empox. And you see the 24, and we know that the original word for Jesus is Jesus, and it comes from the Greek, and there's the 24. 24 hours in a day. There's the reference and connecting point to the chromium, the skull with wings. This is a skull with wings. Of course, now they're urging you to get this. And now everybody out there, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of you will be like, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting that. Because now we're in fear of, or essentially we're against that. Whereas you go back 100 years, people were getting them all over the place, especially the smallpox. So you could see how this is so connected. It's ridiculous. And the chemistry comes through once again. Once again, it comes through. Okay? It comes through once again. And then here's the referencing point to not only the Christ, Jesus saying, I'm coming with a sword, but to the Kali Yuga itself. Because there's that 18. Remember, 18 is going to, the root of 18 is 9. And 9 is endings and completions. We're in the 9 of spades year, 2024, the 9. Okay, so these connections are very crystal clear. Very, very crystal clear. So let's get into this theology and show you. This is, again, part of this, the playbook, right? No fear. Zero fear. Just awareness. So here it is in the ancient Greek. We did the modern. Notice it's 33 letters. Obvious, that's what that is. 33 is arsenic, and that's going to be tied to Jesus and Lucifer. 33, arsenic is poisonous. The sword is poisonous. The poison can run through many different things in this reality. One of them can be this. Some can actually be that. Some can be the drugs, poison, arsenic. See what I'm saying, folks? The sword, arsenic, poison. 6 is man, woman. 6 is the baby. 6 is you and I, the body. Okay. So this has got a 339. And now I'm going to do the methodology, which I've done many times, and that is, what tarot card is it? Well, we just do the methodology using the simple calculator, the trusty calculator. We take the 339, we subtract the total amount of tarot cards. 78 is the most popular. We're going to do that four times, and we get it all the way down to the number 27. And the 27th tarot card is the Five of Wands. And this card, ladies and gentlemen, is a card of fighting. See, that's what I'm saying. When you go read this, Matthew 10 verses 34, Jesus saying, I'm not coming with peace, coming with a sword. And then it goes on to say, I'm going to devise family. When you read, let me just show you. Let me just go off and show you this here. Actually, I have it right here. When you read 10 verses 35, you're going to see that Jesus goes on to say, see, for I am come to set a man at variance, division against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Meaning Jesus is the wedge. The wedge. The division. The fighting. The job of the Christ is to divide and arguments. And this is the card of currency. Because 27 in Chaldean is currency. And it's also the word vampire. Vampire is 27. So the vampire is tied to the Christ, which is using mankind for currency through this whole peace and evil, peace and calamity, peace and sword. The yugas, the Kali Yuga, where we're the farthest away from source energy. The fighting. Right? That's what this means here. So then I've done the theology. I've done this many times now where let's do some theology numerology, if you will, or theology alchemy. And you count up all the verses where this chapter 10 verses 34 lands. And you add them all up. You add up all 10 of the chapter's verses. Here it is. You add them all up and you get 307. Right? Chapter 1's got 25 verses. Chapter 2's got 23. All the way down to the chapter 10 verses 34. You add them all up and you get 307. And that is a prime number. It's the 63rd prime number. And now what's the tarot card? Another sword. Now you get the Queen of Swords. You know, the words flower of life equals 63. Non-player character equals 63. And the Queen of Swords. And the flower of life, folks, is the all-seeing eye of Shalom Ra. Flower of life is 63. That's the Shalom Ra. And the Queen of Swords and the King of Swords and the Jack of Swords, these are all revolutionary cards. The Cutter. The Queen is a no-nonsense queen. These swords are not ruling with emotions. They're ruling with authority over the aspects of logic and discernment. They're not using emotions. And that's this, the Lord of this reality, the reality of the Lord of this reality, the owner of this reality, doesn't rule with emotions. It rules with law. It rules with law, folks. So, the last slide I have here, two slides left on the short decode. When you go look up on the calendar, and I like to look to the leap years, because leap years are every 4 years and they're special. So this would also go to November 3rd. But the November 2nd day is the 307th day in leap years, which ties to that Jesus coming with a sword. And the November 2nd card is the Five of Diamonds. And remember, the Five of Diamonds is the card that's tied to Head of the Snake. You see, this is the 69th card in the deck. And we know that Ophis, which is the word for serpent in Greek, is 69. Because we're in the belly of the beast. And when it's time for the change to happen, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get hard times. This is the game of life. And the change of the game of life And it wanting you to choose sides. That's why Jesus said to the church of Laodicea in my lukewarm decoded, hey, you're either with me or against me. You're either with me in the side of the church or you're not with me and you're outside on your own. See, neither. I don't want neither, man. For me, lukewarm. And you don't have to play anymore. And this is what it looks like, folks. This is what it all comes down to, you know? Is the sword in this layer of our reality is addictions, skid row, homelessness, poverty. This is the cancer. This would be considered the cancer or the disease of the world. And again, you should be grateful you didn't get this part of the code. Not looking down upon those that did, but being grateful that you didn't get this. Because I wouldn't want to be in these people's shoes. These people can't get off the streets. Part of the sword, folks. It's part of the sword. So that's what I got for you, ladies and gentlemen. Monkeypox decoded. Very short and sweet. The message I had for you, the message I got coming back to Mexico just a day ago. And, you know, remember, this was found on the 18th. Today, I'm shooting this August 18th. And I just come right here. Not an accident. And I'm not trying to do this, folks. I am not trying to do this. I didn't do this consciously. I did it because I watched this movie on the plane. That's it. And I knew after decoding, I knew what this whole thing meant. Right here. And this is why the mainstream's tied into theology, and theology is tied into the church, and the church is tied into the state, and the state's tied into the government, and the government's tied into the World Health Organization, and the World Health Organization is tied to this organization, and this tied to that organization, and they're all doing their jobs. Everybody's doing their job. You're doing your job, I'm doing my job. No fear, just awareness. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I got for you. I'm going to leave it here. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.